Hello and welcome to Wells Tech, the place where we explore the intersections of technology and ministry. Today on the show, we take a retrospective look back at 2021, our favorite moments, interviews, resources, and picks of the week. We're so happy you decided to join us. Enjoy the show. Wells Tech is a bi-weekly podcast exploring the intersections of technology and ministry. It is part of the podcast network sponsored by Wells, the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Our show today is hosted by Martin Spriggs and Sally Draper. Welcome back, everybody, to Wells Tech, a show about technology and ministry. My name is Martin Spriggs, and you've joined us for episode 671 for December 28th, 2021. And when I say us, I mean me and the lovely, the beautiful, the talented Sally Draper.
I don't know about all that, but last time I'm going to hear you introduce me for 2021.
That's right. That is right. We made it through another year, Sally.
Another year. I think this might be the 14th year we've ended together on Wells Tech. A little hard to believe for me.
Isn't it? Yes. Yeah. Who'd have thought that many years ago? they actually flew by. But if you kind of go back and look at those earlier videos, there's a pretty big difference, not just in the way we look, but I think in the way we kind of approach the show too. So it's been a neat journey.
It has. And it's been pretty neat to have this kind of front row seat to technology and ministry, because wow, has it changed in 14 years and how our audience has changed. I'm thinking about my son right now, because he's a senior at SIM. He's getting ready to start in public ministry, and 14 years ago, he was just a baby, and you know, so things have changed for sure.
Yeah, they'll always be your baby.
That's true.
That doesn't change. Another thing that doesn't change is kind of this year end approach we've been taking, and that's kind of a year in review, a reflection on 2021, if you will. So we take a look back at some of the highlights and some of the things that we talked about over the course of the year. And those who are familiar with the show know that we kind of break the show down into topics or sections. So we thought we would do that as well, and just kind of take a look at 2021 based on the highlights in each of those areas. Anything stand out for you, Sally, in 2021 right off the top here?
Well, I think there were a couple of interesting changes we made with Wells Tech this year. One was to launch a new e-news service, and it's pretty lightweight. It's just a way to get email notification if there's something new on the website. And we do that, obviously, when we release new podcasts. But also, Martin, you had something new this year. You started a bit of blogging.
Yeah, I decided we could use this platform. And there are a number of topics that I wanted to maybe formalize a little bit more, that lasts a little bit longer, maybe a little bit more searchable, findable, referenceable for other people. So I started a series on vlogging, and I have a couple other topics in the hopper that are going to emerge here in 2022. But we've got the platform, and I think they're well received, and hopefully they're practical. So yeah, I'm excited about that. That is a lot of work. There's more prep in doing that than doing a podcast where you just kind of turn on the camera and start talking. At least that's been my approach. But blogging takes on a little bit more of a structured, a little more prep approach. So, but I'm looking forward to it.
So, and it's nice that we have that e-news and that you can subscribe to that so you can get notifications of the blog post as well. Mm-hmm. If you're on the Wells Tech site, there's a link to subscribe in the right sidebar there. And you can also just head over to our e-news subscription page and put in your email address, basically, and you'll get those little lightweight emails delivered to you anytime something new goes up on the site. One more new thing that came to mind right away in 2021 was us going back to doing video. And here we are recording over Zoom. Probably a better video experience for our those that choose to watch than it was back in the day, probably around 2017 when we were doing video using Google Hangouts.
It adds a little bit more of a dimension that some people appreciate. Those that are visual learners like to tune in, and we do show and share our screen quite a bit, and it's helpful in some respects to be able to do that. So it's now that we've gone to every other week, it makes it a little bit easier to do that. It doesn't take quite as much time each month, so we feel a little bit better about that. Sally, 2021 is a big personal highlight for you, isn't it?
It is. And
something big happened.
I became a granny. What a thrill. That was just last month in early November. And my little guy, Russ, was able to be on Wells Tech with me even. Mm-hmm. So that was probably a Wells Tech first, the youngest ever.
He was freshly minted at that time.
That's right. He was maybe just a couple of days old, less than a week. So what a thrill for us to be able to hold that grandson and just revel in that moment. So he's growing up and showing lots of smiles these days, and we're enjoying that. But a little too far away for me, but enjoy them while we can. And from a distance, thanks to technology. So it was a big year. One more thing worth mentioning in 2021, we spent a good bit of our time, most of our summer, looking at a book, A World Without Email by Cal Newport. And hopefully that was a benefit to those that read along with us or followed our discussion on the book. I think he had a lot of practical tips and ways to not get just bogged down, anchored down by too much email, and really reducing and standardizing your communication, making things a lot more efficient. So good ideas in that book.
Yeah. And if you weren't following along at that point, it's still worth, it's definitely worth a read. It's a very thought, I guess I would call it thought-provoking treatment of communications in general, and kind of steps us through the history of communications, especially of digital communications, and how maybe we ought to be rethinking that. How did we wind up where we're at? And is email still the best way to do that? So I know a number of us rely on email day in and day out to get our jobs done, but are there more efficient ways to do that? Are there better ways to tackle that? So definitely worth a read. It's not a super long book, and but like I say, I think very thought provoking. And I think we're still, Sally, trying to figure that out from our team's perspective, what that means and how we can improve stuff.
Yeah, definitely took away some good habits from the book. And if you do read it and you want to follow along our discussion, we have all of those grouped together with a tag on our website. So I'll throw a link on the website to the discussion that we had around the book as well.
Yeah. I noticed as you were scrolling that page, the Lego, is it Lego Masters photo?
Yes.
That just came up last night. My son is visiting, and he's a fan of the show, and he hasn't finished the season yet. And I didn't know that. And so he was mentioning that he was a big fan of the show. And I said, did you know that the, that is it Caleb and Jacob?
Jacob,
are Wells members. And he said, well, thanks for ruining that, Dad. He hadn't watched the finale yet. So, but it was good. So that was pretty cool too.
One of the highlights. Saw Caleb in church on Sunday.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah. Small Wells world that it is.
It is.
Good stuff. It was a lot of fun.
All right. So one of the things that I most look forward to, and hopefully the audience does as well, is our ministry resources section, where we try and pick something. It's kind of an additional pick in addition to our picks of the week that we feel is a valuable resource for obviously those in some kind of ministry scenario. And that's many of our listeners whether it's a pastor, teacher, staff, minister, lay leader, something that they can look up, use as a resource, depending on their situation. And we pulled out a couple of those that we felt were super helpful, or at least kind of stood out in our minds as we thought back on 2021. Sally, what was the one that you picked for ministry resource?
Well, it was actually in connection with the new Christian worship hymnal, which I'm happy to have a copy of. We're using it in our congregation already. Yep. And one of the pieces of that puzzle is a worship folder builder. We call it the service builder. It's a software solution to help people put together their worship. And a section of that is actually available for free. So you don't have to buy the software or anything if you just want to tap into the lectionary series. And they've put it together really well. We'll put a link in the show notes that'll get you there. But basically, as you click through to the different Sundays of the church year, you're going to find the readings for each Sunday. And then you'll also have the prayer of the day, the gospel acclamation, the psalm of the day, and the hymn of the day. And so just all put together here with the verses already available for you. You don't have to use a separate piece of software to look up the Bible verses. And I'm going to tell you a little personal side to this is that I actually do a group called Write It Down, where we do Bible verses and we just write them in our journals each day. And I pull that from the readings for the upcoming Sunday so that I'm preparing my heart in a way by copying these verses down in my journal on a daily basis as I lead up to the Sunday worship experience where those verses will be part of the worship. And so for me now, having this one-stop shop where I can use the Service Builder software and pull in the verses and just easily get access to all of it in one place rather than three different screens where I'm trying to pull together all these things to figure out which verses and what sections to do on a daily basis and stuff. So I've already worked through my January through March images for the coming year. And it was just so much easier than it has been the last 3 years that I've been doing this. So just a real personal benefit to me. I know there are many people out there. I even saw a cartoon, people counting down the days until Christian Worship Service Builder is released so that they can use it to build their worship folders and stuff. So I think it's going to be a great tool. And this little piece of it is a huge blessing to me for sure.
And by the time you're listening to this, it may be available and in your hands for subscription. So
very good.
That's a neat practice, Sally. And I don't do that whole segment. I do basically one verse a day, kind of the verse of the day from the Wells app, which is kind of neat too. But I think that's a neat habit, and just the physical effort to write it down really kind of cements it and is a great way to start around the day or wherever it fits, you know, within your schedule. Are you writing that down in your journal, your paper journal? Are you doing that on your iPad? What are you doing these days?
I actually write it down on paper. In my iPad, I usually write a single verse of the day, but on paper, I do the full lengthy things. I add a little washi tape just to make it pretty and I add a little fun to it. But, you know, the benefits to me have just been tremendous. And it's because that's how I learn. I'm very tactile. I need to write things down to cement them in, just like you said. You know, if you're someone who learns by listening, then check out the audio Bibles that are out there for free and listen to some readings, maybe even the same readings I'm writing so that, you know, you're hearing it and it's getting cemented that way. Everybody's different. And for me, the writing has just been a huge blessing. Yeah.
And maybe even if you are listening, a good way to listen is to take notes, you know, as it's going through. So there you've got a personal journal as well. Cool. We're going to come back to journaling when we get to our picks of the week or year, so to speak, too. My ministry resource is a Bible study called One by One. This has an interesting history. Pastor David Rosenow was a keynote presenter at the Wells National Conference on Lutheran Leadership back in 2020. This is early in the pandemic. Unfortunately, they were able to get that in. Great audience there in, I believe they met in Chicago. And they turned it into a Bible study. And it was a very inspiring keynote. And his focus was reaching people one at a time. You know, sometimes we think of outreach or evangelism as, you know, we're sending out postcards, Easter or Christmas invitations, something that the church does. But he really brings it back down to each individual Christian witness's responsibility to share the gospel. And what they did was they took his presentation, they broke it up, I believe, into four separate videos. And there's a study guide that goes along with it. Actually, maybe there's more than that.
Several.
Six parts, yes.
And part six is in two.
Some of them are split up. I say four because that's kind of how we put it together in our church. We just finished it. But just a great discussion starter, very entertaining. He has a neat presentational style. He's a second career pastor, had a third career pastor, started in mortuary as a mortician, and then was in the police department as a detective, homicide detective, and ultimately is now in the ministry in a congregation, one of our congregations in Florida. So if you get a chance to maybe take a look at this as a potential Bible study topic for your weekend services or during the week, or even just by yourself or with your family, not a bad tool to have at your disposal if you're looking for inspiration and maybe techniques for one-on-one or one-to-one evangelism. So cool study.
Shout out to my good friend, Pastor Dave Rosenau, and his wife, Sue. Lovely people.
Yep. Very nice. Another highlight, you know, that I always look forward to on our show, Sally, are our interviews. And we try and find a wide or diverse set of people to talk to. And fortunately, I don't know that we've ever really had anybody say, no, I don't want to talk to you. You know, maybe some of the higher profile folks that aren't necessarily connected with the Synod. But by and large, anybody that we have approached who has an interesting topic or perspective on ministry has sat down and chatted with us for 10 or 15 minutes. And 2021 was no different. And one that came to my mind was an interview with Dana Kirchhoff. And she is a marketer by trade and has spent some good time with our Lutheran schools, helping them figure out how to use things like social media and just marketing techniques in general to get the word out about the great ministries that are going on within our four walls, whether that be school or church. And she has just done a nice presentation. She has a great website. And I think that if you or your congregation or school is looking for some tips or some approaches, she might be a good person to get in touch with, just to have maybe an initial consult. And then if you decide to go further and develop an entire plan, she has obviously the expertise. And one neat part is that she's very familiar with ministry. So that was one of the things that came out loud and clear during our conversation with Dana. So thanks again to her for spending some time with us, but again, a great resource too.
You know, Martin, I could interject here. One of the things we've done this fall on Wells Tech is look ahead to the Wells Education Conference that's coming up next summer in Pewaukee. And Dana is actually going to be one of the speakers this year. So if you want to come and meet Dana and learn more about her, we may even have her on Wells Tech to tease that presentation just a little. So looking forward to seeing her there in person.
Yep. Any interviews from 2021 stand out for you, Sally?
Well, funny that you ask. I do have a favorite that I wanted to share, and it's one that is kind of near and dear to my heart in a couple of different ways. First of all, it was one of our coworkers at the CMM. We interviewed Marissa Krogman, who serves as a missions promotion manager in the Home and World Mission office there at the CMM. And boy, the name of the podcast was A is for Amazing. And I think we were both thinking that after we wrapped up that interview with Marissa, because she just is so excited and so enthusiastic for the work that she's privileged to do. And that definitely came across in the interview. She's got a heart for missions and telling the story and spreading the good news. And there's just so many things that you can tap into from the missions office. If you go back and re-listen to this, she talks all about getting speakers and taking mission journeys and finding all their great resources. They're just pumping out tons of amazing resources all the time. It's overwhelming how much is going on in the world of world and home missions. So very much exciting interview, just to get fired up about those areas. I personally do some work with the Lutheran Women's Missionary Society, which obviously works very closely with the missions office. And so it's always neat to see the content they're creating and to be able to share that with the LWMS audience as well through our Facebook page. And so A plus, Marissa, for a great interview and for all the enthusiasm you have for the work that you do, as well as all your coworkers there in the missions office as well. Everybody's just burning it up with lots of good activities around our home and world missions and spreading the good news. So definitely top of the list for me.
Very nice. You just walked past my office, in fact. So always smiling.
Her ears were burning.
Yeah. she's just fun to work with. So thanks to her again for spending some time with us. All right, Sally, we are to the, you know, maybe one of the funner, if that's a word, segments that we have on our show. I always look forward to this. And that is our tips or picks of the week. So what we decided to do this year is to take our top three from the whole year, and we do it every show, so there's quite a few to choose from, and we'll just do our own little mini countdown from 3 to 1, and we'll take turns doing that. So Sally, what is your number 3 all-time pick for 2021?
Pick of the year. This is a big deal. My number 3 pick is my Silhouette Cameo. And for those who aren't familiar, I actually talked about this right around back to school time as I was helping my daughter-in-law prepare bulletin boards and things for our classrooms. So basically, this is the old timey die cut machine turned electronic and super powerful. It is a computer driven cutting machine. It'll also sketch and punch and do all kinds of things. And when I talked about it on the show, I was using a Cameo version 2. I'd had it probably almost 10 years and have really enjoyed it, still going strong. But my Christmas present was a Cameo version 4. So I've upped the ante. That's how much I love my machine and all the things that it can do. And I think in particular, a church or school office would benefit from having this kind of tool available for different activities and crafty kind of creations you might be doing there in the school setting, especially. So the difference in my Cameo 2 and the new Cameo 4, which is the one I'm showing on the screen, is mainly that it can cut thicker things. So before it was mainly paper thickness, and now you can go a little bit thicker. You can cut things like felt and foam and, you know, different things like that. And there's so much more to it. You can cut vinyl and iron things on, and just all kinds of craftiness you can make with it. My fringe benefit is my mother-in-law took my Cameo 2. So she and I have been having a lot of fun teaching her how to use it. She's sending me emails about what she's learned to do. She's kind of surpassing me in her knowledge of the machine already. So just a lot of fun to use and do creative things with it. She's using it to send cards. She does cards for everyone's birthday and anniversary in her whole congregation. That's kind of her job in her church. And so she's making cards with hers. So lots of uses in ministry settings even. So check it out.
Neat. My wife, Debbie, would be right there with you. She has, I believe, a Cricut, a different brand, but all very the things similar. You talked about, she does for the classroom bulletin board. So she's done applique for shirts, you know, those kinds of things. It just kind of goes on and on. So big part of her sewing room setup. So
fun.
Cool. Very nice. My pick number three is a app. Actually, it is actually, I don't know if this is on Windows yet or if it ever will be, but it's an app called Day One. It's a journaling app and it is available. I know it's on iPhone, iPad, and Mac, but yeah, I don't think there is a Windows version, unfortunately. But for those of you in that Apple ecosystem, this and you're interested in journaling, this is a one of the premier applications in that space. It will capture basically anything you want. So you can actually handwrite, you can type, you can take pictures. It will categorize them, you can tag them, you can search, just as a nice way to capture or get into the habit of a regular journaling routine for your life. So I will capture my habits, you know, whether that's eating right or exercising or prayer. It will maintain prayer lists, those kinds of things. It's very flexible in that respect. And it's a very appealing, visually compelling app, which is, I think, part of the intrigue for many apps. It has to look good. You have to enjoy using it. So Day One definitely fits that bill. It syncs across all your devices. So if you're working on multiple devices, it will sync. And I use it primarily on my iPad, kind of goes with me everywhere, and is just kind of a nice way to do the year in review and just kind of pause, reflect, make sure that you're capturing the things that you want to capture. And it's kind of neat to look back because it'll remind you of things that you did, you know, last year at this time or 5 years ago. If you're faithful with it, it becomes really a constant companion. So I can't say enough good things about the app, and they continue to improve it. There is a premium version, and I can't tell you offhand what the subscription is. I should have looked that up first, but it's not overly expensive, and it's probably worth the price, whatever it is. So I would encourage you to check it out. You can get a free trial for it and see what it is. There it is, $35 for premium. And that does give you some extra features, which are probably worth it. So take a look at that. And it is, again, Day One. And we'll put a link, obviously, in the show notes. Digital, Sally. I know you do the paper thing, but I try and stay, you know, live in that digital space. And this kind of meets my needs in that respect.
I do digital too, but I don't use Day One. I use my GoodNotes app, and I usually buy like a digital planner. The ones I've been using lately, I just bought my 2022 one. And that's where I actually take sermon notes and write my verse of the day and things like that. But I do it in the digital planner, and I'm just trying to think what version. I think it's by Reina Design or something like that.
Okay.
I've used it for about 3 years and I've been really happy with it as well. So, Reina, R-E-I-N-A is mine.
I think just the concept of journaling is a good one. It just, in this busy lifestyle we have with all the things coming at us, it's good to just say, here, I do this at this point in the day, and I make sure that I'm thoughtful and have some time to just think, pray, and record it. So, good stuff. Mm-hmm. Sally, should we move on to your number two?
Yes, we should. And I'm excited to share my number two pick of the year. It is a mobile app, and it's called Ripple with a fun spelling, R-I-P-L. And you can find more out about it at ripple.com, R-I-P-L.com. Basically, it does high quality social media shareable imagery for you as you're promoting things. And I use it every time we publish a new Wells Tech to promote Wells Tech and come up with the images that I display there. I should have one of those to show. Anyway, Ripple is a premium application. You do have to pay for this one. And I want to say it's around $10 a month. You can get a discount if you pay for it for a full year. But because of the quality of it, we continue to find it worthwhile to have that investment, because the imagery that you can come up with and the way they present it and do the layout have been very well received by our Wells Tech audience, mm-hmm. very well done for, you know, high quality social media sharing. Super easy to use. They do plug into a couple of different stock photo sites, so you can search for stock photos to go along with your post. They're constantly coming up with new templates and layouts, and they also do animated posts, so little short videos, if you want to go that route. So it doesn't just have to be a static image. It can have some movement to it, or a couple of different slides, or however you want to do it. And you can include your own branding, which is one thing I really like, very consistent branding, like the placement of our Wells Tech logo is always kind of a default for me. And I don't have to think about it and go look up that image each time I create something. You can upload your logo one time and they'll add it to each of your posts. And if you don't want it there, you can take it off. But it's really helpful to have it thinking about that for you and putting it in an optimal location as you're creating your post. So can't say enough good about it, because I use it all the time. I also use it to do LWMS posts at times, and they've been very well received as well. So I'm not a designer by trade, and I know there's lots of competition out there. This is just one that we've settled on and I've been really pleased with over time. It continues to evolve and produce, you know, they produce new templates and things, new layouts and designs. So very happy with it.
Neat. So how would you compare this to like Canva or those kinds of applications? In the same ballpark? Has it got some pluses or minuses? I know you've used Canva before.
I have. And Canva's broader than mm-hmm. Ripple. I think Ripple is very focused. I give you just like three different sizes, and it's okay. very social media focused, where Canva, you can do everything from, yeah. you know, huge posters to just kind of a free reign. This is very focused and very social media. So, okay. And then at the end, I have all of the accounts hooked up. And so I can just push a button in Ripple and it automatically post to Twitter and Insta and to Facebook, and you know, it'll add it to my photo libraries, it'll post to Google Drive and things like that. So I have kind of a one-stop shop. The same message is getting communicated. So in Canva, I'm not really composing my post and posting it. This does all of that for you.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. My number two, Sally, is I think this has maybe made my top five list a number of times because I picked it over and over, and that's Google Photos. I go on these quests and sometimes I jump in and out of it and always come back to it as my main place for photos. And as we're in the holiday season, that's an important thing. We're taking more pictures now than ever, usually. And now with smartphones, obviously, that's a constant thing. But Google Photos just does everything better than any other application. It's obviously cloud-based, but there's a number of features that it does such a good job at. One of them is search. If you've got thousands and thousands of photos, it's important to try and get the ones you want to come up when you want them. And they slice it and dice it by time and location and by individual or almost anything in the picture. So if you're looking for a birthday cake, or if you're looking for a particular location or a mountain or a pet, it comes up almost every time. It works seamlessly with almost any phone, whether you're on Android or iOS. You just add the app and you tell it, hey, any picture I take, I want you to upload. And it does a super job with that. You can build libraries and collections. It's easy to share. You can, depending on what your subscription level is, there is a free version, but you get limited to the number of photos that you can have. I think I pay, I want to say $2.99 a month for extra storage, and I can store then the originals in the cloud as well, which I really like. So regardless of what I'm storing up there, whether it's from my DSLR or from my from my camera on my iPhone, it's going to store it there. Just a great place. And I can share a login, which is kind of nice, with family members. So mm-hmm. if Debbie and I want to share a library, I can give her access to this. And it's really easy to do. Some other services like iPhoto don't do a very good job at that. You can print books. So they obviously have, you know, everything that you could think of related to getting your photos out and in formats that you want. So just a big fan of Google Photos, and they keep increasing its capabilities with great editing features. Snapseed is, you know, their mobile app, but they have some nice tools online as well. And they spend, I think you can see that they spend a lot of time and energy on this app, because it just keeps getting better. So that is my number two for 2021.
And I have a great story to share about Google Photos. It goes back to me being a granny. One of the things we talked about at the beginning, you know, Kevin and I were blessed to be there in North Dakota with our kids when the baby was born, but unfortunately her parents couldn't be there. And mm-hmm. of course, all the collateral family on both sides, you know, we were all just eager to enjoy this new baby. And so I actually created a photo album just of Russell pictures mm-hmm. and all these people, you know, from both sides, everybody was looking and commenting on the photos and so excited when I had new ones to share. Every day I was putting out new pictures of him, and we were all just so enjoying. So it just was a great family bonding experience yep. because of Google Photos. Who would have thought mm-hmm. that? But yeah. our Russell album is very dear to us. So yeah, that was
comment
fun.
On photos, tag mm-hmm. them, you know, all that stuff. So yep. yeah, it's basically a kind of a digital water cooler, so to speak. It's very cool. So
yeah.
All right, Sally, we're down to number one. What
number
do you got?
One, do I even remember what it is? Oh, yes, I do. And my number one, again, is a mobile app, and it's called Genius Scan. And the reason I picked it as number one is because I've used it more this year than probably many of the other apps on my phone that were worth mentioning on this show, excluding the games I play. So Genius Scan is a scanner in your pocket. So you don't need a scanning machine. You basically take a photo of things you'd like a scan of, and it will save them, and you can email them to yourself. You can email them as images or as a PDF document. You can do more than one in a batch, you know, to create a multi-page mm-hmm. PDF document. And it's just very, very powerful. One thing that I really love about it is it kind of makes an outline around what you're taking a photo of. So it guesses where the corners are. And yep. oftentimes, Martin, we don't get straight photos or photos that are evenly taken, so that things are skewed somewhat. You're mm-hmm. further away and it's at an angle or whatever. But Genius Scan can pick up on those corners, however skewed they are, and straighten up your image so that things appear exactly lined up and, you know, squared off and that kind of thing. So very high quality. It allows you to save things as images or in black and white. And then just, like I said, very quickly and easily create PDFs and email them to yourself so that you can use them in other ways. One way I use it is we have a healthcare savings account, and we need to submit some of our expenses to that account. So I'm oftentimes taking photos of different insurance documents or bills for my dental premium or whatever it may be. And I use Genius Scan every time. Another way that I use it is if I'm in somewhere that I want to take notes, or there's documents being passed around. Even if I see a document that I want to get into my journaling app on my phone or my iPad, I can take a picture with Genius Scan, get it nice and squared up, and then bring it in to other places. We were at a family event, and one person made the best cake anyone had ever tasted. So we all needed the recipe. So I said, oh, I can do it with my phone. And I snapped a picture, made it look nice in Genius Scan, and immediately emailed it to everyone that wanted a copy of it. So I was definitely the belle of the ball that day. They were all so appreciative, and it's just so easy. They all were writing down the name of the app as I was doing it because they were quite impressed. So it continues to serve me well and often. So I thought it was worthy of my number one spot.
Excellent. I've tried that and I've used it. I'm using right now something similar. Scanner Pro has the same feature set and just is equally as useful for a lot of the same reasons that you mentioned. Receipt scanning and just general documents you want to get into your digital system. We use Google Drive for that, and just a great way to contain those. And you really don't want to spend a lot of time doing that. So any kind of bump in the road is a negative. So these apps that work well and you don't have to spend a lot of time futzing with are really good. I don't know if Genius Scan does it, but Scanner Pro, you just point it at it. And once it thinks it's got it, it just automatically takes the picture. You don't even have to press the button, right?
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I will say Genius Scan, I mentioned PDF and images and emailing it to yourself. The pay for version allows you to save it to all these different, platforms and everything. So, but there is a free version, that'll give you just the basics and work for you just fine.
So do you take pictures of your daily Bible verses then, or your Bible writings?
I have a Facebook group. It's called Write It Down, and I post them out there. It's just kind of an accountability thing for me personally. Most people that are part of the group don't do that, but it's just something that I enjoy doing. So that is one thing. My phone photograph library is probably full more of those kind of pictures than anything else, because that's something I do every single day.
Yeah, so cool. Yeah. Those apps are amazing what they can do. All right, Sally, my number one, kind of along the same theme as the journaling app, and that I mentioned it earlier, and that's the iPad Mini. This was something new from Apple this year. They have had iPad Minis in the past, but it's been kind of neglected. This is the iPad Mini 6. It's about a 7-inch screen. No, maybe it's a little bit bigger, 7.5-inch screen. And I have found it to be just the right size for me. I used to have an iPad Pro, which was 11 inches, and that was kind of a nice size, but it's just not as convenient to carry around. This you can put in a big pocket or just easy to take from meeting to meeting. I use the Apple Pencil and I do writing in it with Notability. I use the journal, as I mentioned, the day one app. And it just seems to be the exact right size for my workflow. Super fast. And I think by all accounts, it's just the perfect form factor for somebody who takes notes or just wants something to be with you on a regular basis. I bought a little keyboard for it so I could actually take it on the road, even in lieu of a computer, because it basically is a computer. But just a high quality device that I think will last quite a long time. And 8.3 inches, I see it there on the screen. So it's a little bit bigger than I thought, but it is easy to hand hold, and it's great for reading too, which the 11.5 inch was just a little bit too big and heavy. This is nice and light, and the ability to bring up something from the Kindle app is really convenient, and just a beautiful screen. I put a screen protector on it that has a little texture on it. So when I'm using the Apple Pencil on it, it feels a little bit more like paper. So it's not like plastic on glass feeling. One thing that I guess from the negative standpoint, it does have a fingerprint or a touch ID reader versus the face ID like the iPhone does. And I guess I wish I would have had the face ID on there, but once you get used to it, it does register it every time. So it's not like you're having to wait for it, but just something you have to remember to do because the iPhone doesn't require that. So the iPad Mini is just a great device for those who want this portable kind of note-taking information management tool. It has a pretty good camera and just a nice offering by Apple at this point. So that is my number one.
Very good. Maybe worth mentioning that all the different categories we've talked about, picks of the week, ministry resources, interviews, they all have compilation pages out mm-hmm. there where you can get all of them in one spot. Actually, the picks of the week, you can get 14 years of them from this page. So if you're really interested in our historic picks.
Retro but, tech, you could go back to 2008 and see what was hot back then, at least in our lives.
Ministry resources don't go well. We kind of did it all on one page for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And then we have individual years and then interviews. You can check out the interviews from this yep. year. So definitely lots of great resources out there on the website for you. And as always, we'd love to hear from you and mm-hmm. hear about your favorite things in 2021. We have lots of ways for you to get in touch with us via our website, wellstech.wells.net. Lots of social media links up along the top right. There's even a voicemail link in the right hand side where we can include your voice in the conversation on one of our future episodes. So please do stay in touch with us and let us know what kind of things worked well for you in 2021.
Excellent. So that, Sally, is our 2021 retrospective. It was a good year, despite the unusual nature of the things mm-hmm. that we had to deal with. But tech moved on and ministry moved on. And that's kind of what this show is about, where we can put those two together. So we look forward to more of that in 2022. And maybe even more than that, we look forward to having all of you join us. So we will be back again, Lord willing, in 2022, but have a blessed New Year's celebration. And thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate that. Bye-bye.